Glory to you, Lord, whose power working in us is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Well, good morning. I've had the opportunity to go to England many times. And years ago when I was in England, I had the opportunity to go to the new Old Globe Theatre, a replica of where Shakespeare's plays had been performed. I paid £5 to be a groundling, to stand on the ground near the stage. But you get squeezed tightly with other people, especially when the actors jump off the stage for a sword fight. Such was the case when I was in attendance. I was squished next to those surrounding me as the sword fight moved closer toward us. During the intermission, I noticed that the zipper in front of my fanny pack, which any good tourist wears when they're in Europe, that the zipper was open. I didn't look inside and didn't think anything of it until the next day. I zipped it back up and went back in for the second half of the Shakespeare play. Well, the next day I was in Covent Garden in one of my favorite shops, the Reject China Shop, looking at the seconds of Port Marion, the dishes I collect. When it was time to make my purchase, I went to the front of my fanny pack to retrieve my credit card and driver's license. To my horror, there was no credit card or driver's license. In that instant, I realized that the day before, standing in that packed groundling section of the Old Globe, someone had unzipped my fanny pack and stolen my credit card and driver's license. In that store, there was no one who even knew my name. My identity in that moment was known to no one. I was totally unsettled. No one knew me except God. I had no other identification. No one knew me to say, "This is my daughter Paula," except God. Only God knew my true identity. And only God knows your true identity. And it's echoed in the first reading from Isaiah. "I have called you each by name. You are mine." Now Jesus too had been packed into a crowd that day when the crowd was pushing forward, moved by the words of John the Baptist, snaking their way down to the river for his baptism. Jesus was in that crowd. The gospel we heard simply states that after all the people had been baptized and Jesus also, he stepped out of the river and prayed. When he had stepped into that river, Jesus embraced the blessing of new birth in God's love. And when he came out of the water and prayed, in that time of prayer, dripping with thanksgiving, the heavens opened and God revealed the identity of Jesus. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." God knows our true identity. What is identity? It is who we really are, in God, our Creator. At the heart of who you are is a son or daughter of God. Made in God's image, unique, blessed with traits and gifts, a personality, desires, and dreams. But to know who we really are is not instantaneous. We grow in our identity as Jesus did. When Jesus was 12, he reveled in the fact that God was so intimate, he was known to him as Daddy Abba, parent. And he ran to his parents when they finally found him and told him, and they were astonished. But for Jesus, intimacy in God became the bedrock of his identity. And to do what he felt was God's desire became his very food, his life's passion. What is your life passion? Knowing what attracts us, what excites us, what inspires us has everything to do with growing into our identity, finding our true passion. When we were young, I imagine you and your friends first began to taste what made you different from them. You had certain likes and dislikes, maybe preferring chocolate ice cream over strawberry, pepperoni pizza, but no mushrooms, please. And you began to test out who you were in the world and thought about it. Jesus did that too. He walked into the water like everyone else, but then prayed about it. Didn't just dry himself off and walk away. He prayed about it. Prayed about what the moment he had just experienced meant for him. And as he prayed, he heard God speak to him of his precious identity as God's son. Now, we will never know what all those other people did when they walked out of the water baptized by John. But we do know what difference it made for Jesus. Jesus heard and believed he was God's son, beloved. And that propelled him into a life dedicated to prayer and action, to share with everyone he met who God was and who they could become. Jesus grew into knowing his identity in God and gave all of his life to that vision. When we are young, we have visions of what we might be when we grow up. We might have said to our friends, I want to be a teacher, or a nurse, a doctor, a fireman, an engineer, a psychologist, a baker, a mechanic, a computer analyst, a mother, a father, a priest. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a priest. When I was a little girl, I played church. I would line up my stuffed animals, their eyes wide open, set up my little altar. I used my mother's sterling silver candy dish with a stem so it looked like a chalice. And I filled it with Necco wafers. I only used the vanilla ones. That was the color I saw from far away in the pew when I was kneeling near my parents at American Martyrs Church in Manhattan Beach. I didn't see Jesus as green, chocolate, strawberry, or orange. As I grew up, I would often say to God, who am I and who are you? For me, my relationship with God was at the heart of my sense of self. It was the questions of my heart that led me to be a sister of St. Joseph of Carondelet for 12 years. I could not be a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. It was my desires to serve God that led me into a variety of ministries throughout my life. But it was the period after my painful divorce that led my soul searching deep into my first desire. I wanted to be a priest. So at the young age of 55, I began the process of discerning a call to priesthood in the Episcopal Church and began my seminary studies. I stand before you today, decades after, as a little girl, I played church, a priest in the Episcopal Church. I am a priest for all of God's people. And I am in awe of God's faithfulness. I hear ever deeper, I have called you by name, Paula. You are mine. I am also aware that I shall grow into this identity in God. There is no instant anything. And yet, one's identity isn't necessarily the job we do. I read in the Los Angeles Times this past Wednesday that 45% of those working are not happy with their jobs. 45%. These are tough times, and jobs are precious. Dissatisfaction is at many levels. What of identity in the face of economic necessity? Once again, I hear God enter our turmoil in that passage from Isaiah. Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And the flames, all that stresses you to the max, shall not consume you. Do not let your fears consume you. Our true identity takes us beyond what we do. Identity is the essence of who God is through us. But if we do not like what we do, as the Times article pointed out, how do we find a deeper sense of self? Beyond dissatisfaction with work, or the crisis of identity felt with the loss of a job and unemployment. It might feel like the waters are raging, the fires burning, but you shall not drown and you shall not be scorched. That is the promise of God. Do not fear, for God is with you. Identity needs to be found in God's unconditional acceptance of who we are beyond what we do. And at our core is the life spring, God, the power to pursue our visions, to face our challenges, to follow our dreams. No matter how we feel about the jobs we do or do not do, our true identity is the simplest part of who we are in God. Can we surrender into this love that God has for us? Can we take a moment each day and hear God speak our name? Today we celebrate a baptism. I've known Claire for a long time. Now, like Jesus, Claire has been hearing within her this nudge to go to the water of life to be born again, to embrace her true identity as God's very own, God's daughter, to become a member of Jesus' family on earth. Today we shall welcome Claire fully into our Christian family. And today we renew our baptismal covenant with God. Today we renew our willingness to continue in God's unfolding story for each of us. Today we renew our desire to know our true identity in God. Our true identity is more than our name on a credit card or driver's license. Our true identity is in the one who knows us each by name. To allow this knowing is to let it envelop us as it did Jesus. Because in being enveloped by this knowing of God's love, you will be led into transformation into your true identity. Today, may our hearts hear the personal call of God. Take home this worship bulletin. Replace, O Jacob, O Israel, with your name, so you can listen and hear. Thus says the Lord, He who created you, Claire, Juan, Sarah, Bill, Derek. He who formed you, Priscilla, Tony, Judy, Deborah, Nancy. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious and honored, and I love you. Let this personal grace of God's love deepen. Let us go forth this day more mindful that we are a part of God's story. Learn to invite others to new life in God and call them by name.